Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, it's April the 3rd, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page 88, the first paragraph. It works, it really does. And the comments are on this statement only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Karen M.C., the 12 Traditions, Kathy P. The readers of the text are Chanel T., Shelley E., and Kara L. The share ID for Wednesday, April the 2nd, yesterday, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 22,311. That's 22311. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, April the 3rd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 22,313. That's 22313. Our newcomer greeter is Diane B., and our announcements person is Leslie M. And thank you all for your service. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Karen M.C. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. You can hear me, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. I grabbed the traditions instead of the steps. One. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Karen M.C. And I will now ask Kathy P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a living God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass and then press star 1 to mute your phone. Again, to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 88. It's the first paragraph down. It works. It really does. And we're just studying that one little sentence there. And I will now ask Chanel T. to get us started. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. This is Chanel P. I'm grateful and recovered compulsive eater in Washington State. It works. It really does. I admire anyone with the ability to take so little, use so little words to say something that profound. Of all the promises in this book, and there are many, they're not just the ones that we say the promises in some OA meetings that are the ninth step promises. There are many, starting with the title page, in my opinion. This one, all of them can be combined into this one. It works. It really does. So just looking up work really quick, there's several definitions for the verb and a few of them that Merriam-Webster said I like. To perform or carry through a task requiring sustained effort or continuous repeated operations. Yep. To exert oneself physically or mentally, especially in the sustained effort for a purpose or under compulsion or necessity. Yep. To function or operate according to plan or design. Definitely. To produce a desired effect, result, succeed. Absolutely. I am so grateful for this book, which clearly and simply outlines a program of action that works. It really does. I had diets work until they didn't because I couldn't follow them any longer, or I needed to eat like a regular human again because they were restrictive. But they worked until they didn't. I had horrific habits like compulsive exercise that worked until I broke down some part of my body and couldn't do them. And then they stopped working. I've had other things I've done that worked until they didn't. They always eventually failed, or I always eventually failed. The great news here is that something that is supposedly for alcoholics, if I follow it, and it originally was, if I follow it according to what it says right here on these pages in this book, working with a sponsor, going to my higher power, I go from hopelessness of knowing that eventually whatever I do is going to fail me, or I'm going to fail it, to this working every single day. I'm a baby in this program, barely 2 years in. But guess what? That's two more years than I've ever, not just been abstinent, but been restored to sanity, been in recovery where I get to enjoy life and be free day by day from the compulsion of eating those things that were killing me. I get to be of service to others in a way I never imagined. I get to love myself and love my higher power. Please grab on, because it really does work. Thank you. That's all I've got.
Hey, thank you very much, Chanel P., for getting us started. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this sentence, page 88, first paragraph down, first Mark. Sentence down? It works. It really does. Who's that?
Margaret O. from Stamford, Connecticut.
Margaret O.
Jan,
who was after
from Portland.
Got Jan. Jan, what was your last initial?
C from Denver.
I got you. Oh, who's from Denver?
Jan C.
Jan C. Okay, got you, Jan.
And Sylvia F. in Portland.
Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning.
Sylvia F., Portland, Oregon. I have Margaret O., Jan C., and Sylvia F. Anyone else in this group?
Carrie N., California.
Carrie N., California. Thank you, Carrie.
Linda G. from Alabama.
Linda G. Well, that's a nice group. We'll go with that. Margaret O., Jan C., Sylvia F., Carrie N., and Linda G. Everyone else mute except Margaret. Good morning, Margaret.
Hi, this is Margaret O. from Stamford, Connecticut. Thanks for everyone being here and for everyone doing service. It really works. It works. It really does. You know, I've been in Overeaters Anonymous since 1998 and never had like back-to-back abstinence. And I've been in Vision for just under 2 years. But for the first time, worked this step through the big book, and I'm on step 12. And there is a psychic change that happens when I make my amends. After the fourth step, you turn it around and you say, okay, all these people that I have resentments toward, what harm have I done to them? And being willing to go to those people and establish a new footing in our relationship. So now my siblings, who are my primary resentments, you know, I went to them and said, hey, how have I been like a tornado roaring through your life? And what harms have I done? Have I done any, you know, injury? And it was like turning a light on, you know. Now it's just a different way of being with them, where they know I'm willing to admit I've made mistakes. I'm willing to talk about it. I'm open to feedback. And it's a whole new way of being with them. And the change is the change in me. So it's a relief now to be on that footing. And now it's to turn the, you know, dial 180 degrees and look for ways to be of service, you know, and to get in with this fellowship which is God with skin on, and start interacting and recovering and helping other people. So, it's just really, it is a miracle. And I can say that I feel the compulsion is lifted, and entire abstinence was the way to go. Most recently, giving up nuts entirely. I can do seeds, but I can't do nuts because of the fat / sugar content. So it's very freeing. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret O. from Connecticut. Up next is Jan C., followed by Sylvia F. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Mo, and thanks so much for your service. Boy, and thank you, Chanel, for your lead. I thought, well, I won't have anything to say. She's done such a complete job. But as I think of this, I'm just so grateful to be in program, being on vision, going to meetings very regularly. I've been in program for about 35 years. I have never had abstinence neutrality toward food as I have had since I worked the steps the Big Book way. And very recently, I've added doing the nightly review according to a formula that's on one of the websites, and I send it off to someone almost every night. I have recently added reporting my food to my sponsor. I've not been requested to do it, but it just has seemed like it's helping with my program. And another thing is that I'm now just investigating taking on a new sponsee. It looks like this will be a real challenge, but I know I'm not in the fix-it business. God's going to help me if I've been praying about it. We're interviewing one another, see how it goes. And something else that's really helping, because, and I feel it's a God thing, I'm gaining some more self-confidence to define how I sponsor, because I need to sponsor the way it has worked for me. That's the only experience I have. And it's I don't feel cocky. I'm very peaceful about this, so I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, thank you, God. So you bet, you guys, it works. It really does if I work it. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Hey, thank you, Jan C. I think you're from Colorado. Sylvia F., followed by Carrie N. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. So glad to be with all of you this morning. This is Sylvia F., recovered in Portland, Oregon. And I love this sentence. It works. It really does. And what is it? It works. And what works is this program as outlined in the steps in the Big Book. And so it works means, for me, having to follow the exact instructions in this textbook that we call Alcoholics Anonymous. And so if you're new, and we all came in here new, you are not unique, I just had to give up everything I knew and start following the exact instructions with my recovery sponsor. And I came into program, I think, in 2005. And, you know, it did help. I lost weight right away, and I had given up sugar right away. But I wasn't neutral. I wasn't free. And then I found that when I started to work with the Big Book, I wrote in my Big Book, and I have it at the front of my book, no one told me to do this. It was just, I wrote, I am willing to go to any lengths to have a spiritual and psychic change. And I wrote it August 13th, 2009. And really started working the Big Book program. It wasn't always pretty. And so I see in the front of my book, I had a relapse, a big event happened in my life, and I had a relapse. I went to food instead of to recovery. And I wrote on December 15th, 2021, I give up, period, again. And I started again. And so what I find, what it is for me, is that every day, by the time I've gotten through the 12 steps, it tells me exactly how to do my day and how to think and how to act. And if I follow those directions, I get the freedom that they're promising in here. And that's what I'm experiencing right now. I went on a trip for a couple of days by myself. I had every opportunity to eat off of my program. I didn't want to. I actually weighed and measured, not because it was onerous, not because anyone asked me. Because if I do that, I don't have brain chatter. I don't guess. And then I don't get food thoughts, and I don't get I have body dysmorphia. And so I'm sure that I've eaten too much, or I've gained 5 pounds in the last day, or all of those thoughts, they're gone. I just have to follow the directions, check in with my sponsor, or work with others. And, you know, I love that I don't have to think about who God is. If you're having a problem with God, I loved that good orderly direction. I have not had that until I got in the program. Take a breath. What's the next right step? Who does God want me to be? It's my next action. There's so much freedom in this. And if you're just new or if you've been struggling, stay with it. Get a recovery sponsor. And you, too, will get what this book promises. And with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Sylvia F. from Oregon. Up next is Carrie N., followed by Linda G. And before I take Carrie, I'll just remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 88. The first paragraph, sentence down, it works, it really does. We're commenting on that one phrase only. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, I'm Carrie Ann. I'm from California and just so grateful to be here on this meeting. And welcome to the newcomers. Well, on the top of the page 88, I wrote, I am not alone. And I take that in a couple ways. First of all, I'm not alone that when I am agitated or doubtful, which is often for me, I am a compulsive overeater. I consider myself in recovery. I have a condition both in my mind with that agitation and that doubt that a normal person doesn't have. And then I also have a condition with an allergy of the food and an obsession of the mind. So here I am in OA reading this paragraph and finding a lot of help with that condition that I have. Number one, I can pause when I'm agitated or doubtful, which gives me the opportunity to constantly pause because I do run in that mode of agitation and doubt. And the other part is that I can constantly remind myself I'm no longer running the show. And where I'm at in my recovery is this is a daily event, a moment by moment event. I was going to say I'm just getting started, but actually I'm just recognizing that this is how I'm going to train myself. And what does it mean to surrender, you know, and to be able to humbly say, thy will be done. And I've been thinking about what does humbly mean. Humbly for me means the acknowledgement that there is a power greater than myself. And to remember that power can do things for me and with in connection, and that I can't do myself. And then the fact that I get all those promises, I barely know what they mean, honestly, I'm in less danger of excitement. I'm in less danger of fear, less danger of anger, less danger of worry, less danger of self-pity, less danger of foolish decisions. And then right on the other end of that is, I get to be more efficient. I'm not going to tire so easily. I'm not going to be burning up energy foolishly. And that's all because I'm not trying to arrange life to suit myself. And I'm just reading out of this paragraph. And the final fact is that it works. It really does. And I know that because I'm on this meeting, I get to hear other people and their experience of recovery. And so I'm here, and I'm here to make sure that I'm not doing this alone. And thank you so much. I pass.
And thank you so much, Carrie Ann from California. And after Linda G., I'm going to take another lineup of people. So we're on page 88, the first paragraph. It works. It really does. We're just talking about that one sentence. Linda, good morning, Linda. You're up next.
Good morning. Thank you for your service, and thanks to everyone who gets service on this meeting. I love this sentence because it so encompasses what I feel about this program. If you practice the principles as they're outlined in this book, you can't help but succeed. It's an outline for living your life that gives you so many blessings. It's hard to understand them all when you stand still and look at them. I have been so blessed with this program, and I can see it. I've committed to my higher power, and my higher power has just been so active in my life. I can look back and see where my higher power has worked in my life, actively planning to save my life all along the last several months where I have had heart problems, and has laid out a path to save me from having a heart attack. And it's a long story. I won't go into it here. But many of you may have heard me share about being admitted to the hospital several months ago with low potassium, and they found a shadow on my heart and how that worried me. And that shadow turned out to be cardiac cardiac problems that we discovered last week. And that could have killed me. And if I hadn't been admitted to the hospital with the low potassium, we never would have seen it. So that turned out to be a major blessing and a major advantage. And God has just placed everything in my path to spare me from having a heart attack. And I can see now how blessed I've been. And I urge everyone to stop and pause and look and see where higher power has blessed them in their lives. And that's all I have to share for today. Thank you. And I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Linda G. from Alabama. All right. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this little this sentence, "It works, it really does," on page 88?
Metris J. from Michigan.
California. Okay, Metris J. from Michigan. Okay.
Yes.
Agnes from California.
Okay. Agnes A. I got you, Agnes.
Thank
Veronica
you.
B.
Who was that? B. Veronica.
Veronica.
Gotcha. Veronica. Yeah, gotcha. Demetrius J., Agnes A., and Veronica. Who else?
Jackie.
Anyone else? Okay, Jackie. Gotcha, Jackie.
Thanks. Claire E. from the UK.
Claire E. All right, let's go with this group. We have Mitris J, Agnes A, Veronica B, Jackie M, and Claire E. Everyone else, please mute except for Mitris. Good morning, Mitris.
Good morning. Thank you so much. This Mitris J from Michigan. Thank you for your service. Recovered compulsive overeater. All I can say is I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful that this program does work. And that's why I love to give back. I just love to give back in any way that I can, because this program has given me so much of a life. And the main thing that it has given me is my relationship with a higher power who I choose to call God. You know, I knew about a higher power. I knew about God, but it was always that I was going to go to hell because of the way I live, the way I think, if I sin, you know, just doomed. But when I came into this program, the old timer said, Mitris, in order to work this program, you're going to have to believe in a power greater than you. So that they never told me who that power had to be. But I chose that power for me to be God. And I tell you, it has not failed me yet. Perfection? No. I don't look at my life or my abstinence or working this program in a perfectional way, because I don't think, for me, I don't think that that is possible, because I'm human and I have to believe in a higher power to help me with this. And whatever God wants to do with it for me, that is going to work. It works. It really does. So I keep coming back. I keep applying this program to my life. I keep building on my relationship with God, which is the most important thing, because if I could do it, I wouldn't need a higher power. I wouldn't need this program. I would be off doing what I need to do, but I can't. I have to believe in a power greater than myself. This program works, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, and I pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Mitris J. from Michigan. Up next is Agnes A., followed by Veronica B. Good morning, Agnes. Press star one, Agnes.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for doing service and for sharing and for being here, whether I was here regularly or not. It works. It really does. I am, oh, boy. I'm just on a roll with this program, and this program doesn't change, you know. It just, it's always there. The meetings are there. The steps, the tools, they're always there. And when I work the program according to the big book, things fall in line. Things fall into place. And I get to a point of neutrality with the food. I get to a point of knowing how to deal with life on life's own terms, right? I've always had religion, but I didn't know. It wasn't meaningful until I came to this program. And then learned how to do things like when your religion says forgive, this book and program tells me how to do that. When it says we can afford resentment, this book tells me how to do that and to get rid of it. When it says make peace with your neighbor, this book tells me how to do it, you know. And when my life has been chaotic over the years, it was because I departed, you know, from the daily requirements or recommendations of this program, to have a conscious contact with God, to surrender life to God, to take inventory, to do amends, to give away what I got. And very importantly, the spot check in step 10 and the prayer and meditation in step 11. When I am not defiant and I do these things, I work the program, I have a sponsor, I check in with her, I go to meetings, you know, then somebody who is more powerful than me does for me what I can do for myself. I become abstinent. I become less fearful. I become less resentful. I become more accepting of people without condition. And so it just works, you know, and it's a wonderful place to be in. What I don't like about the program is that it's not one and done, right? I don't work from steps 1 to 12, and then I get to go out there and live like, okay, I got this down. It's a daily reprieve plan, and I do it every day. That's how I get my joy, you know, my neutrality with food and everything else. But I don't have to do these things anymore. I get to do them. I love to do them. I love to do service. I love to go to meetings. I love what I hear. And that's another shift, you know. But I know that it doesn't work if you don't work it, like your hair was on fire. And if you work it, it works. And it won't if you don't. So I do it because I'm worth it. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Agnes. Yeah, thank you, Agnes A. from California. Up next is Veronica B., followed by Jackie M. Good morning, Veronica.
Hi, good morning. My name is Veronica B., and I live in California. Thank you for your service. I am recovered compulsive overeater and a bulimic. This works. It really works. That's been my experience, that this program, as long as I am doing the work that is outlined in this big book, I am establishing a relationship with God. I am substituting what food did for me with God. Because now I have God in my life that I rely on. I have God that takes care of me. I have God that makes me feel safe and protected. Before, food did that, but now I substitute that with a God of my understanding by doing this work. And just like it was shared earlier, once I do the work, I don't stop doing the work. I live these steps. I don't just work them and I'm done. I have to live them. I apply the principles that each step gets me into my daily living. You know, honesty, being kind to others, having integrity, humility. I bring all that in my day. And in addition, I plan my meals. I weigh and I measure. Because as a compulsive eater, I need structure in my food. I don't get to eat whatever I want whenever I want. You know, I have an allergy of the body and a mental twist. Okay, I have a mind that tells me I don't have a disease, so I have to put in the time to prepare my meals and put in the time to seek God every day, pray throughout the day, asking God for guidance. I mean, this book tells me how to behave, you know, pause when agitated, pray for guidance, you know, pray to do God's will. I mean, it's a way of life. And it doesn't happen on its own. I don't wake up and just, you know, it's going to be rainbows and flowers all day. No, I have to first start my day with seeking God, asking God for guidance. And these steps is what's going to help you get a relationship with God. That is my experience. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Veronica B. from California. Up next is Jackie M., followed by Claire E. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Jackie? I can't hear you now. Jackie?
Okay. I think I got it. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. I can hear you, Jackie. Okay.
Okay. I'm Jackie. I'm from Northern Michigan, where we have snowstorms and ice storms in April. Anyway, I was reading my devotional, and it talked about how my spiritual life and devotional life had grown weak. And that's so true for me. I was watching TV and saying to myself, oh, this is fun. I don't have to go to work. But that didn't last. That did not last. And my prayer and devotional life had grown weak. And actually, I was getting depressed. So I read a couple of devotions. I talked to my higher power. And I started my journal again. And what he said to me made all the difference. And it was just simply work the program. Work the program. And I had to take action. This program is a program of action. And I don't feel like it all the time. But I have to put that aside and just do what I need to do. And you know, I feel much calmer, much lighter, more optimistic. I wandered, but now I returned. And I'm working closely with my sponsor. She's incredible, kind, caring, and not at all critical. So bottom line, God hit me over the head with a hammer and just said, work the program. But it's not, food is, a big part of it. But for me, it's daily actions, even though I don't feel like it. And with that, I'll pass.
Perfect timing. Thank you, Jackie M. And up next is Claire E. And after Claire, I might be able to take one more name. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Mo. Thank you very much for your service, and thank you to everybody on the line for a great meeting. I wasn't going to share, actually, because I kind of thought, how much sharing about one sentence can you do? But it sort of took on new, as always with Big Book, it sort of took on new meaning as I was listening more. And I was thinking about what someone shared about it works. You know, what is it? And I was looking at the placement of this little line just after this sort of description of an evening review, followed by an awakening, quiet time, prayer, meditation, and then this directions we've got in the paragraph before about, you know, how do we go through the day? We're pausing when agitated or doubtful and going back to God to ask what the next right action is done. And, you know, the fact of the matter is my experience shows that that way of life really does work for me. It really does work for me. It makes my life way more sane. It gives me food neutrality. It gives me peace. It gives me it gives me direction. It gives me somewhere to go back to when I don't know what to do. And, you know, that's the it. And in order to have that channel, in order to have that discipline, in order to have that in my life, I have to be abstinent and have those steps, those preceding steps, you know, sort of 3 to 9 working in my life. I have to be surrendered. I have to keep the channel clear from resentment and fear. I have to amend. You know, I have to be in the steps in order to have that channel and have that way of life. And when I am, it really does work. It works really well for me. And then I was just flicking my eyes. I was sort of looking at the page and looking at the next page and thinking about, oh, we're going to be moving on to working with others. And first paragraph, the next one says, it works when other activities fail. And it's talking about experience of you know, sort of working with other people. So you know, there's various bits of these programs. It all works. It works in combination, but also there are aspects of the program that really work, you know, sort of specifically, really. So if I want to have peace, calm, and be in less danger of excitement, worry, and foolish decisions, you know, I need to do the step 11 work. If I want immunity from food, you know, what really works is working with other people. It tells me very clearly, you know, quit playing God. It doesn't work. You know, that it tells me in the book over and over what does work and what doesn't work. And, you know, that was based on the experience from the first 100 who found a program that worked and wanted to share it in its integrity in this book. So, yeah, really grateful to be here today. The other thing I was just going to just made me smile a little bit. It says, you know, it works. It really does. You know, it really does. It's sort of that real persuasion of a sort of slight surprise, actually. It really does work. And again, that doesn't make sense to me. You know, I'm a very scientific sort of AB equals C person. I don't understand why making an amend to someone for a harm I've done in the past gives me food neutrality. I don't understand why praying and meditating, you know, gives me that. Well, I suppose that's an easier one to understand, but it doesn't always make sense, the actions I take for the results I get. And yet it works. And that is the tried and tested experience of millions of people in this program. So I'm really grateful to be here and really enjoyed the meeting. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Claire E. from the UK. We have time for about a 2-minute share. Who would like to take that?
Leah.
Leah, you got it. Leah, I'll give
thank you
2 minutes,
so
okay?
Much. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I just want to tell you, all you guys, my name is Leah S., and I'm from Brooklyn, New York, recovered and grateful, so grateful. I had such an incident today that it makes me think, page 417, it works. It really does. Everything that is happening is meant to happen. It just meant to be. And the story goes that I lost a check. And this morning I woke up. I didn't even know that I lost it. And this morning I looked for it and I realized that I had thrown it out. I had thrown it out with a couple of other things that were garbage. And I threw it into the incinerator, and I was so upset. And I was saying, oh, what a stupid liar you are. And right away, it came on to me, you know what, God, help me accept whatever you seem to know is good for me. That's all. That's all. But that didn't make me wait for the super or try to get a hold of the super to get through the garbages and all that. Anyway, and I finally did, and I had my gloves on and everything, and I didn't find it. And I came back upstairs, and I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to tell my husband. He's going to start screaming at me. And I call him at work, and I start telling him, listen, I got a story. This happened this morning. And he says, before you tell me your story, go to the kitchen. Go to the kitchen near the drawer, near the gas range. Open that drawer. And I said, but you got to hear my story. That's why I'm calling you. And he goes, go to the kitchen. And I said to myself, oh, God, I'm going to the kitchen. And I open the drawer, and he says, look there. And there is the folded check. He says to me, you know what? I saw you were absent-minded yesterday, and I thought, I'm giving you a check of a couple of $100s, and you're not paying attention. I took that check, and I put it away when you can have my attention. So it works. It works if you really want. I said, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. That's a great story to end on, how God works for us with us. All right. Thank you all for your shares. Great shares on a short sentence. We will now close with the serenity. We will now close with a reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the serenity prayer. And I will now ask Shelley E. to read a vision for you. Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Mo. I was like, no. I got on too early. Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us.
Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for listening.